Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Romans 8, please. We begin a new series speaking about loving God. And the Lord quickened me about this some time back. And I just know it's another part. The Lord is giving us parts of His plan, each segment of what He's ministering to us from the Word is building us up, preparing us for what's coming next. Amen. And when I say next, I mean not just the rest of your life, but after this life. Amen. Everything we gain in our relationship with God and our faith in Him, we will carry with us out of this life into the next. Didn't the scripture say, the saints that leave here in Revelation, it says they're resting from their labors and their works do follow them. Their works do follow them. Well, somebody said, well, you can't take it with you. Not entirely true. Not entirely true. You can't take this natural stuff with you. You wouldn't want to. Your good stuff's over there. You wouldn't want to. But the things that matter, things that are done at His direction, in love, in faith, they are fruit that remains. Amen. Anybody happy about that? Yes. Well, in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse, notice this. Romans 8, 28 says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Young's literal translation says it like this. We have known that to those loving God, all things do work together for good to those who are called according to purpose. Now, the original language here puts the emphasis to those. Many have taken verses like this and applied them to everybody. And they're trying to be nice and kind, but they're perpetuating a lie. You'll hear people say, no matter who they were and no matter what they were, people that die, well, they're in a better place. Are they? And people try to leave the impression, well, you know, no matter what's going on, well, it's all working out for the best. We know God has a plan and it's all working out for the best. That's not true to apply that to everybody. He was addressing a very specific group of people, wasn't he? Read it again. We have known that to those loving God, all things do work together for good. Not for everybody. To those that love God. Does everybody love God? No, they don't. We got into some detail last Sunday about how that there are a lot of people who actually hate God. The scripture says so. Well, is everything working out for their best? No. Those that have hated God their whole life and despised Him, when they leave this world, do they go to a better place? No. See, people like what is non-confrontational. They like what is politically correct, what is easy. To those that are loving God, all things work together for good. A specific group. Listen, you'll find this language in other scriptures. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to these verses, please. 1 Corinthians 2:9. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for everybody. No. No. There's actually a place that's prepared for the devil and his angels. And there are going to be people, men, that go there, the scripture said. No, these things, these wonderful things that I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard, haven't entered into the heart of man, God has prepared them for who? For who? Them that love him. Does everybody love him? Then that's not for everybody then. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he's tried, he'll receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Who did he promise the crown of life to? Everybody? Is everybody going to heaven? Is everybody going to see and experience what I hadn't seen and ear hadn't heard? No. Is everybody going to get a crown of life? No. See, we're doing our kids a disservice when all of them get a trophy. What, did I step on something then? When all of them get a reward, when all of them win, it's misrepresenting God. It's misrepresenting reality. Life's not that way. Eternity's not that way. God's not that way. No, the crown of life is promised to who? Who? Those that love him. Anybody in here love him? Come on, I want to see. Oh, yeah, I figured I was amongst some God lovers. Here he says, blessed is the man that does what? Endures temptation when he is tried. So he was tried, he was tested, he was tempted, but he endured the temptation, which is the opposite of giving in to the temptation. And you see, connected with what we were talking about, he'll receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. There's a lot of junk that's believed by church people. It just doesn't work in the real world. There's a lot of stuff that, and sometimes it's because of ignorance. Morality is preached. Right and wrong is preached. But just because you know what is right does not mean you're going to do what is right. You can know perfectly well that this is what you should do, what is right, and this is what you better not do, should not do, it's absolutely wrong, and still choose to do the wrong thing.
That's right.
I don't want a show of hands because I already know. We, you know, when it comes to morality, when it comes to adultery, affairs, fornication, all these things. First of all, it's barely even talked about in church. And yet there's a lot of it in the Bible. A lot of word, a lot of wisdom, a lot of direction about it. Young people are cautioned, warned, threatened about getting involved with somebody. And yet, most do. Well, we're having church now, aren't we? Most do cross lines that they shouldn't cross. And what we have not emphasized enough is that just knowing something is right is not enough to keep you from doing it, or right and wrong. The only thing, when your flesh is screaming to do something, the only thing that's going to be powerful enough for you to resist that temptation is that you love something else more. Oh, come on, are you listening? That's the only thing that will empower you to overcome that temptation. You love Him more. You want to please Him more than you want that. No need acting like you don't want it. Because your flesh does want it. And it wants it a lot. But in your heart, you can want something else. Even more. And that gives you power. What do you love the most? So instead of berating our youth and just beating on, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, don't do it. It's got to be something more. The key is draw close to God. Get to know Him. Find out who He is. Fall in love with Him. Love Him more than you love anybody else and anything else, including your own life, including your own body, your own desires. That will give you the power to do what millions of others have not done. Hallelujah. I just thought you need to hear that before we left this verse right here. What do you think? Glory to God. Which is a foretaste of what we're talking about. What this series is about. Is there any power in loving God? Oh my. There is great power. See, a whole lot of folks only talk about Him loving us, which is a wonderful subject. No doubt. But many leave the impression that that's all basically you need. If you find out how much God loves you, it will solve everything. You will never sin again. You will never want to sin again. This is not true. This is not true. People try to leave the impression. Well, if they were just loved enough, they wouldn't do these things. Not all criminals had bad home lives. There's a lot of people have been loved and loved well, and they just want something else. No, as great as it is to find out that God loves you, and oh, all of us need a much greater revelation of how much He loves us. That alone will not fix your life, because your decisions are not just going to be based on how much He loves you, but they're going to be based on how much you love Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.